You are listening to a message from ICS Church. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.
Hello again. My name is Chad. I'm one of the pastors here at ICS Church. Are you constantly feeling distressed and without peace in this season? You know, there's so many things happening around the world right now. It's not just the pandemic, but, you know, every time you turn on the news, it seems there is a protest, there is war, there is something happening in different parts of the world together with the pandemic that we are all dealing with in this season. And it seems like the chaos is never going to end. Well, the hope that we have today is in Jesus Christ. He has promised us that He would never leave us nor forsake us. And that's what we want to talk about today in this message. If you're here for the first time and we haven't yet connected with you, would you just say hello in the comments section? And if you haven't done so yet, please go ahead and share the stream. We want to be sure that we can encourage others as well with a message that we're sharing. And at the same time, you know, it's always more fun to be watching with friends and family during this stream. The title of the message today is Fear No Evil. Fear No Evil. I mean, is that even possible? Is that even possible? It seems that there is so much evil that's happening all around us. You can't help but respond with anxiety and distress. But I believe, and we believe here at ICS Church, that it is possible that we can face through these circumstances, even go through them, and actually not have any fear whatsoever. And we want to talk a little bit about that today. One of the thoughts that we want to bring up is this thought. If you're writing notes down, you can put this down. We can experience peace because of who, not what. We can experience peace because of who, not what. I grew up in a family that was very caring and loving. So the first time that I went to school, in my early age, when I was about grade one, I was made to realize that, again, not everybody in the world are like my loving parents. And so I experienced bullying the first time when I was in grade one, and that definitely brought sadness and sorrow and fear into my life, you know, when it was happening, because it was a physical sort of bullying. The beauty about this is that a grade six student who was a friend of mine, a family friend in the same school, came to my rescue. And because of that, you know, he defended me and I felt more confident afterwards. Isn't that the case? You know, wherever we are, whether we're in a new location for the first time, new environment, new work, new community, maybe even a new church, there is a tendency to somehow feel a bit of distress and maybe sometimes even fear if you do not know anybody there. But whenever you're together with your friends, your family, whether you're eating out, going to a new place, especially, you know, when you end up moving to a new location and you actually know people who are there. The time that you come together somehow, some way, you know, the distress or the fear dissipates. So that's true even in our social environments, but more so in our personal life. You know, that even when you're alone, you can actually experience peace, even if there's nobody else around. You may be that person right now, or you may be together with your family, but in the midst of these things, you may be experiencing distress as well. So how can we experience those things? Another thought we want to look into is this. Peace is attained because of who is with you, not the circumstances you are in. See, a lot of times when we try to attain peace, we try to create an atmosphere and an environment so that we could feel at peace with ourselves, right? Are you one of those people where if there's too much noise, you just want to go to a corner of the room or in a room somewhere and just be quiet so that you can feel peace in you? Are you one of those people who like to shut off and turn off everything and turn the lights off and just light a few candles around you, maybe have some soft music playing for you to somehow feel that there is peace. Those things may help, and I'm sure it does for some people, maybe for a lot of people. But aside from that, there is also someone that even when we're alone, who can be present with us. And of course, that I'm talking about God's presence, who can continue to grant us peace in the midst of trouble and chaos. So we're going to look at a psalm today. That's a very popular psalm. It's a psalm of David. The psalms were written by different songwriters and lyricists all the way back in the Old Testament times. And these are been compiled as part of the Old Testament scriptures. And these psalms usually were sung in special events, usually when people were gathered. Other times, you know, they were just read out loud with music playing in the background. One of these psalms, which is probably, I'm guessing, the most popular psalm, is Psalm 23, psalm written by David. And it's a perspective of a shepherd and looking at how the shepherd leads his sheep even through all kinds of circumstances and situations. So let's have a look at this passage right now to determine and to find out how can we actually attain the kind of peace that God offers to us in the midst of chaos and distress. Psalm 23 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake." So here in the introduction of the psalm, we already have a clear picture that this kind of shepherd is a good shepherd. If you missed last Sunday's message, you know, we talked a little bit about that. What does a good shepherd look like? Why we should listen to his voice? If you missed that, you can go back. It's on demand, whether it's here on YouTube or on our Facebook page, and go and get a listen to that message from the previous Sunday. And here it describes again, this shepherd obviously is a good shepherd because he's adequately providing for the sheep that he's taking care of. He's leading them to green pastures. And this always reflects to us, you know, it's a place of tranquility. It's a place of provision. It's a place where every need is actually being met. And he juxtaposes this with us, obviously us who could possibly be the sheep. And he says, you know, he refreshes my soul. The psalmist is saying, this is what the shepherd does. You know, he's considering himself as the sheep. David is saying, you know, this is what I'm reflecting on right now. And whenever I'm led to those places, I feel that my soul is refreshed. Now, let's remember, David wasn't just the king of Israel. When he was younger, he was also a shepherd boy. So this was something that was very vivid to him. This was something that was very familiar to him. And so he's taken his own experience as a shepherd, and now he's reflecting upon that and looking at God, how God is now becoming a shepherd to his own life and possibly to those of us who would put our faith and trust in him as well. So far, so good. You know, those first few verses, we're nodding our heads. We're smiling in our faces and we're saying, yes, you know, I mean, that's what a shepherd should do. That's what a good shepherd should do. And, you know, as a follower of God, sometimes you can almost feel like a sense of entitlement in saying that, yes, I mean, God does that and he should do that because he's a good God. And that's for me and that's for us. And it's a privilege to be taken care of by a shepherd who is good, by a shepherd who is loving, by a shepherd who looks out for the good of each one of us. And, you know, I would agree with those of us who would be saying, you know, that's my understanding of God. That's who God is. He is a good father, as is stated in the New Testament part of scriptures. He is a good father, and he knows only to give good gifts to his children. So if you share that perspective, I'm in agreement with you. If you grew up with a father who may not have been reflective of that goodness, that might be a bit of a struggle to you today. So I want to encourage you maybe just to kind of shift that perspective and consider the possibility that there is actually a good father out there, that there are good fathers out there. And if your father wasn't one of those, he's just one. And God today would want to reflect the heart of a good shepherd towards us in the midst of the chaos that we are experiencing. So what's interesting is what is stated on the next verse. Here in verse 4, he says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil." Now, again, it starts off with the shepherd being a good shepherd. But all of a sudden, you come to this point and you read this passage and it says, you're walking through a dark valley. And so, you know, when I was younger, when I read this, one of the thoughts that came to me was, okay, here's a sheep. He's on a green pasture. He's enjoying it. But for whatever reason, at some point, he ends up being in a dark valley. Now, there were several possibilities that could have happened. And for me, I thought, okay, this is probably one of those sheep that strays off from the flock and decides to go off by himself and ends up, instead of continuing to be with the other sheep in the flock on the green pasture, ends up in dangerous territory, ends up by himself and alone. And you know, when you're alone, when you're away from the flock, that is always dangerous. Why? Because there are always predators out to get their lunch. In this case, right, in the Middle East, you know, wolves, all kinds of other animals that are there that want nothing more than to see one of the sheep, maybe a lamb, astray, right? Or walking off by itself, therefore losing the security of the flock and most especially the protection that the shepherd can give. That's what I thought when I was younger. But as I reflected on this a little bit more, you know, it's possible that it's actually the shepherd that has intentionally led the sheep through this dark valley. Why? Because, you know, sometimes the usual location where the shepherd goes, where he leads the sheep for green pastures, would not be as green as it was before. So you'd have to look for a new location. And sometimes the shepherd, as he leads the sheep and as they follow him, would have to walk through these dark valleys. And I think it confirms that because in the following verse, it says here, "For you are with me." It is actually the shepherd that is leading the flock through this dark valley. "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." There's the other part of it. Now, for those of us who feel sometimes, man, you know, that's me. I don't know why. I've been faithful to God. I've been good. I've been kind. I've been loving. I've been obedient to His instruction and His word. But why does it feel like I'm going through a dark valley right now? Why does it even feel like the valley of the shadow of death? That's what it says in some translation. Right? It's a dark valley, and the shadow of death is looming. So fear is coming into your heart. Maybe it's not you. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe it's not because of anything wrong that you've done. Maybe it's because God, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has intentionally brought us through this dark valley for a purpose. And you know, there is always a reason for that. There's a reason why this pandemic is happening. There's a reason why chaos is happening in different parts of the world and all kinds of situations are taking place. Of course, for those of us who are followers of Jesus, we believe that the root cause of this is sin, evil, right? Permitting evil to ravage the world that we live in today. Ever since sin came into the world, that's kind of how the world's trajectory has been. But despite of the presence of sin, despite of the presence of evil, all throughout history, we constantly see and find the goodness of God reflected. We find the light of God shining through even the most darkest periods of the history of the world. He's never left us. Like a good shepherd, He has always been there. It may seem like He's not there, but He's never left. He's never left. Even in bad times, the good shepherd is present. And that's what we find here. He says, you know, you are with me. David, the shepherd boy, has probably done this as well. I mean, he's familiar with this. He's probably had to lead the sheep in dark valleys to get to green pastures. And sometimes as sheep, we think, man, I'm alone. There's nobody here. But here's the assurance. He is with us. And you know what? His presence is not just the one thing that assures us of peace. What he brings, because the shepherd right here says he has a rod and he has a staff. And the purpose of this is to comfort and at the same time to protect the sheep from attacks. So it's not just his presence, it's everything else that the shepherd brings along. And when we follow God, it's not just his presence that assures us of peace, that brings us peace. And I mean, that should be assuring in itself. But everything else that represents God is accessible to us as well. He's ever-present help, his guidance, his wisdom, all of that is present. Let's continue reading. And through this, he continues to express. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. I mean, this is exceeding right now. Again, at this point, I'm guessing David is already reflecting on his life as a king. Maybe that time when he was under threat from the previous king, Saul, or other warring nations surrounding him. He was saying, you know, this is how good God is in my own life. I've seen this. I've seen how even in the presence of my enemies, the oil represents God's presence. His presence has always been there. He has anointed me with oil. My cup overflows. And again, towards the end, he reassures. He says, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He concludes in the same way. And the psalmist usually does it that way. You know, he starts off establishing his thoughts about God, kind of the struggles and the conflict in between. And finally, the conclusion, he comes up again with a reflection. Yes, ultimately, in the end, the goodness of God shines through. And really, this is a statement, an expression of the truth of who God is to us today. Who he is, together with everything that he brings along with that, is what ultimately will bring us peace. The circumstances that are surrounding us may change. It may change because of decisions that we make, right? Foolish decisions, wrong decisions that cause us to end up being in a difficult situation in our relationships, in our family, with people at work, in school, maybe even in church. But you know what? God will continue to be there to guide us. And these wrong decisions may feel like a dark valley. Sickness feels like dark valleys, right? This pandemic feels like a dark valley. But one thing we need to remind ourselves is the Good Shepherd has never left us, even in the dark valley. And you know, the beauty about dark valleys, they're temporary. They only last for a season. And ultimately, you come out through the valley and, you know, the huge mountains of possible problems, sickness, challenges that was blocking out the sun eventually shines through when you come through the valley. And, you know, I don't know about you. It's been rainy this past week in Metro Manila and parts of Luzon. But when the sun shines through, there's always a feeling of joy and happiness, and somehow the gloom is lifted up. The valleys that we go through, whether we bring it on ourselves because of wrong decisions, because of sin, or because God himself, the Good Shepherd, is leading us through that, we've got to remember he has a purpose, that he's working things out. And that the good thing is something good is going to come through towards the end. Why? Because he is a good God. He is a good shepherd. He leads us to plenty. He leads us to goodness. And so to remind us of this, here are four P's to remind us today of the kind of God that we serve, who will help us in the midst of chaos, who will enable us to experience peace, who He is. The first P is presence. Got to remind ourselves that God's presence never, ever will leave us. It will feel like He's not there at times, because of our wrong decisions, because of sin, because of a season of walking through dark valleys. But He has never left us. I'm sure some of the sheep might feel afraid at some point, but once they hear the voice of the shepherd, it assures them that, hey, He's right here. He's present, and I just need to keep following Him and walking in the direction of that voice, and I know that I will get through this. His presence has never left us. The second P is His provision. The good shepherd always provides. You may be experiencing lack today and you're saying, man, I'm unemployed. I don't have anything right now and I don't know if my business, my work is going to pick up. I don't know if the church will be able to pick up. But the good news is the good shepherd, Jesus, God, will always lead us to places of provision and plenty that will nourish our souls. We may not have all that we want materially, but our soul, our spirit, you can expect it to constantly be nourished. Why? Because the shepherd drew near. Just like in this case, you know, sometimes we don't feel it, we don't see Him, but the reality is this good shepherd was the one who drew near to us. Jesus came to us in the flesh. And when physically He left, He sent the Holy Spirit so that we would not be left alone. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, our counselor. He guides us into all truth. So in reality, the Good Shepherd continues to be with us today. He provides and nourishes our souls. His presence is there. The Good Shepherd, God, is our protector. Look at those images that He describes. He says, even while we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death or the darkest valley, His presence is there. His rod and His staff will bring comfort. The reassurance of His presence brings comfort. And even in the midst of difficulties and trouble, even in the presence of our enemies, the enemy of our soul, Satan and the rest of darkness comes to us, you know what? The anointing presence of God, His Spirit is with us. And He says, I'm not just going to protect you. I'm even going to prepare a feast before your enemies to prove to them, to show to them whose you are and who is with you. Again, these are not physical enemies, but are spiritual enemies. Now, we don't need to fear that God will constantly be with us. And finally, this passage reminds us that God is our peace. It is His presence. It is all that He is that allows the sheep to know, to experience security, protection, provision, and even direction. Even direction. Because of this, peace is attained. Green pastures is eventually reached through the dark valley. Goodness, mercy continues to be lived out and experienced all the days of our life. Now, it doesn't tell us there that, you know, the dark valleys never came afterwards. I'm sure as those green grass eventually run out, the shepherd would have to lead the flock again to a different location. And there may be future dark valleys, but the beauty of this is God's presence never departs. He constantly is there with us every step of the way. And although this is an Old Testament observation, this is true for us today. When Jesus Christ came, He reflected what a good shepherd is and was. He was with His people. He did provide for the spiritual nourishment. In fact, He broke the curse of sin and death once and for all so that we would never be imprisoned by sin ever again. We would never be enslaved by sin and evil. He broke the curse when he died for our sin and resurrected, never to die evermore. And that hope remains ours today. Whenever we put our faith and trust in him, he becomes our assurance. You know, after that season of bullying, I had confidence. I gained confidence. Not because, you know, I think I'm better or I learned some self-defense tactics. No, none of that. I had confidence because I knew that there was somebody else in that school, in that community, that was looking out for me. That there was somebody who was going to take care of me. There was somebody who was going to protect me. And if needed, to assist me in times when I need it most. And really, this is who God is for us. As David reflected on what it means for a good shepherd to respond to his sheep, this is who God is to us. This is who Jesus is to us. And what we need to do today is to trust him in every and all circumstances. If you're feeling distressed because you are in a dark valley right now, because of wrong decisions, maybe because of your sickness, maybe because of a habitual sin, broken relationships, and issues happening in your workplace, in your school, the struggle that you're dealing with, know that your circumstances should not ever dictate to you if you will have peace or not. It is the presence of God that ultimately that will bring us peace, even in the midst of our darkest valleys. Peace is attained because of who is with you, not the circumstances you are in. And the one that is with you is greater than the one that is in the world who attempts to thwart us, to destroy us, to derail us from God's purposes. One of the promises that the Good Shepherd Jesus expressed to his followers was, we are to trust in him because he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. He promised to be with us even to the end of the age. So you may feel like you're alone, but in faith, know, believe, and trust that the Good Shepherd is right there with you. He will nourish your soul. He will build your emotions. Even as you go through this difficulty, there is that possibility that towards the end, greener pastures, greater days, brighter sunshine is going to come through your most difficult circumstance. All we need to do is to keep trusting in the one who is with us, who has never left us, and who will continue to lead us. If that's your desire right now, would you just join me in prayer as we give thanks to him and invite him to continue affirming in our hearts and our minds his presence. Lord Jesus, we are grateful that you have never, ever forsaken us. There are times, Lord, that we feel we're all alone. In fact, there are some of us right now who are in that situation. There may be people with us in our homes, but we feel that we're alone in the burdens that we are carrying, in the problems that are plaguing our mind, that's causing us sleepless nights, in the sickness, in the lack that we have. But Lord, as we've been reminded today through David's own words in Psalm 23, that as a good shepherd is, that is who you are to us who put our faith and trust in you. So right now, Lord God, come and help us build our faith so that we will be able to continue to trust and follow the leadership of the Good Shepherd, knowing that even through the darkest valley, you are there with us. You may be here right now and you don't know Jesus as your shepherd, as your Lord, as your Savior. You know, all he desires is for you to experience life in all its fullness. We talked about that last week. That's what the Good Shepherd does. He wants us to experience a full and abundant life. And it can begin as you acknowledge him and invite him to lead you beginning today. If that's your desire, would you pray this prayer as if it's your own? And that can begin right now. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the life that you live for me the death that you died that should have been mine to pay for my sins and my wrong decisions and my rebellion. I believe and I fully trust that what you did on the cross, paying for my sins, was the sufficient payment to cover all my debts and restore a right relationship with my Heavenly Father. I believe in the words of Paul when he said, "When I put my faith in you, I will become a new creation. The old will be gone and the new will come." Today, I invite you to come and be my Lord. Lead my life as I'm cleansed from all my sin. Beginning today, Lord, I desire to follow you. I pray this in your name alone, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on, if you pray that prayer today, you know what? All of the angels in the heavenlies are rejoicing, even for one who has chosen to repent and follow Jesus Christ. We want to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. So would you send us a message? Just type in the comment section, say, I'm new, or I made a decision today to follow Jesus. And we want to get in touch with you and help you grow in your walk with the Lord in the family of faith here at ICS.
We pray that you are encouraged by this message. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.